now. Three out of three for you. Well done indeed. Now, researchers at the University of Portsmouth are undertaking a marine pollution survey around the waters of the UK. They've partnered up with a team of four novice rowers who set off on Sunday for a 2,000-mile trip with a range of sensors attached to their vessel. They're aiming to beat the current Guinness World Record for rowing unaided around Great Britain. That was previously set by GB row teams. I spoke to Alex Ford, Professor of Biology at the University of Portsmouth, and asked him about this massive undertaking.
Well, what we hope to achieve, and this is partly because this rowing race they aim to do every year now, and they hope more people will take part year on year, is try and get a snapshot of the amount of plastics in our coastal waters. And we're in one continuous go. So a lot of people go out sampling for various different pollutants. Very rarely do you have an opportunity to get a survey done in one complete go right the way around the UK. So we're going to be doing two surveys with the GB Row Challenge team. One of those is to look at microplastics right the way around Great Britain, and the other one is to look at noise pollution. So for the microplastics, we've adapted the water purification system on their rowing boat, because they need to make their own fresh water on the boat as they row around Great Britain. So they'll be changing the filters on that water purification system every 24 hours, and then they'll be sent to the University of Portsmouth afterwards, where we will measure the quantity of microplastics that have been in the water, but also try and identify what types of microplastics there are as well.
Okay, so when we talk about microplastics, we're talking about very, very tiny, invisible to the eye particles, the sort of things that would wash out of clothes, perhaps?
Yeah, come out of fabrics and our clothes, or as just plastic bottles and plastic netting from fishing breaks down in the marine environment, it just gets into smaller and smaller fragments. And these get ingested by different marine organisms, and there is concern that it generally harms the environment. So we will hopefully get a snapshot which parts of Great Britain will have the most amount of these microplastics in the water. And then if this goes on every year, we'll be able to see whether all our efforts to try and reduce our plastics in our supermarkets and various different things that we do with our own behaviour, whether that proves and has beneficial effects. The other project that we're hoping to do is with a local technology company called RS Aqua, and they've fitted a hydrophone to the rowing boat. So we hope to achieve the world's first continuous soundscape right the way around Great Britain.
Okay, so it's a soundscape, or are we talking about sound pollution?
We call it a soundscape in that where you sort of take a capture of sound all in one go, but from that soundscape we will be able to measure the levels of noise pollution in our water. So the coastline around Great Britain and the UK is very noisy. There's a lot of shipping activity. There's a lot of other kind of industrial activities going on, such as mining and various different things. And so that creates a lot of noise, and that is harmful to some marine life. So we will get an idea of where are the most noisiest parts of the British Isles and which are the most quietest parts. And hopefully within that signal as well, we might be able to pick up the odd whale or dolphin, and we'd be able to identify where that was in relation to where the rowers were in the country as well.
Well, I'm sure the rowers will be thrilled to come across a walloping great whale. I mean, it might put them off their stroke, Alex.
Yes, it could well do. Well, their plan is to try and beat 26 days, 21 hours and 14 minutes, which was the world record that was set back in 2005.
And of course, we will update you when and if we hear from the team out rowing frantically around the UK. That was Alex Ford, Professor of Biology at the University of Portsmouth.